Welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. That is Ethan Millard bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. Today, we are here with a very special guest from Heber Valley Artisan Cheese.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about cheese and some actually really cool events that are happening at just a dairy right down the road from us here. We got Russ Kohler with Heber Valley Cheese. You can find more information at hebervalleycheese.com. Russ, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
I'll tell you what, cheese, man, you're speaking my language. I'm all about it. How long has your family been in the dairy business?
So we've been in the dairy business for four generations. My great-great-grandfather immigrated to Midway on the Wasatch back from Switzerland. And then my great-grandfather ended up buying the dairy farm that we live on now in 1929. So we've been making milk for a very, very long time. And then when I decided I was going to come back to the dairy farm, that's when we decided to create Heber Valley Artisan Cheese in 2011. So we've been making cheese for about 7 years.
I'm interested to know, at what point did you decide, I'm doing this, I'm doing cheese, I'm doing dairy, I'm following the family business? When did you decide to do that?
You know, it's interesting. When I was growing up, if you'd asked me if I was going to be a dairy farmer, I'd told you not a chance. There was no way.
What did you want to do instead?
My degree is in engineering. I went to school at Utah State, got my mechanical engineering degree. I thought that's what I wanted to do. I actually started working in the field, and I enjoyed what I did, but quickly realized that I really did have a passion for dairy farming, for agriculture, and I really missed it. And anybody familiar with agriculture, with dairy especially, knows there's no money in it. So it was a,
it's gotta
a
be
tough
out of love.
Choice. Yes, it has to be a passion. It gets kind of in your blood, we like to say, and you just love what you do. You love working with the animals. There's something really satisfying about being that part of the food chain where you start at the very, very beginning from the plants growing that you're going to feed the cows all the way to the end.
That's amazing. I imagine, though, that you probably use your engineering education in your work currently.
Absolutely.
Comes in handy?
I'm using it all the time. I always say, you know, when you get a degree in engineering, really what they're teaching you how to do is solve problems. And who doesn't have problems? I mean, that's what the world's all about. So,
well, Taylor has problems.
I do. It's okay. My boyfriend's has an engineering degree.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're handled.
He handles my problems.
There you go.
So what are the varieties of cheeses you guys offer?
So we make four different types of cheese. So most of what we do is cheddar-based, so cheddar cheese. We do a Monterey Jack base, queso fresco, which is more the European style, the Spanish style.
Right.
And then a toasted cheese called Yustalepa that's designed not to melt. So it's they call it a grilling cheese because you can cook with it and won't melt out like a typical cheese would.
That's amazing. So you can grill it.
Absolutely.
You can sear it.
That's
absolutely
really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What is it? What does it taste like?
It really
cheese.
Features.
Yeah,
thanks, Taylor.
A lot of people try it and they compare it to a grilled cheese sandwich without the bread.
Really?
I mean, that's really just what it tastes like. Yeah,
I love a grilled cheese sandwich. Would you be upset if I told you that I like American cheese on my grilled cheese sandwich?
Yes, I would be upset.
What?
But you can hardly call that cheese.
I understand. Still, you know, you get a taste.
No, you
got
to use a good cheddar.
So, is there a cheese that you really wish you were producing? Like, in the list of cheeses, is there one where you're like, man, I wish we made that on
the farm? You know, there's so many great cheeses out there. And that's been one of the hardest things is you can't make them all. have to kind of narrow it down to some that you're going to specialize in. But some that I've kind of eyeballed looking at producing in the future, maybe a Gouda or something to that effect. I really like the soft, creamy texture cheeses.
Yeah.
I love the flavors you get out of the harder cheeses, but I love the textures you get out of the creamier cheeses like a Gouda or a Edam or something like that. So
right.
That's something that I've always had in the back of my mind is, hey, the next one, maybe it'll be that one. So.
Yeah. What's your favorite cheese?
Oh, my least favorite question.
I heard you. I wasn't going to ask you this, but I heard Alex ask you out in the hall, and you went, "Oh, I hate that question." And I thought
I'm going to ask him.
Yeah. So my response is it depends what I'm using it for.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
If I'm looking for something just to snack on, our Snake Creek Sharp or our Extra Sharp cheddars are phenomenal. I have anything from a 2 year age sharp to a 6 year old Extra Sharp. Gets a little more potent, a little stronger with age. That is something I love to snack on. Some of our flavored varieties of cheddar, my mustard herbs, phenomenal. My new onion and chive that just came out is or cracked pepper and chive, excuse me, just came out is a phenomenal one to just snack on. If I'm looking for a dessert cheese, we have a vanilla bean cheddar that's phenomenal.
Whoa.
Pair it with apples and pears, and it's a great dessert platter. Spicy, we have a national champion pepper jack through the American Cheese Society.
You're kidding.
No, it doesn't get better than that.
Pepper jack, I think, is my favorite.
No.
I love pepper jack.
And if you're looking for something crazy, our Eustalepar toasted cheese is – you know, it's amazing. It'll blow your mind.
Nice.
Taylor, what's your favorite cheese?
Oh, I'm going to offend you. It's goat cheese. Have
what
you guys
you
ever thought about making goat cheese, bringing on some goats?
So I've always grown up with cows. And when people ask me that, I always tell people I only make cheese that I like.
A lot of people hate goat cheese.
So the interesting thing about it is the taste of the cheese, the flavor of the cheese has a lot to do with not only the animal, but what the animal eats. Mm. And if you think about a cow has a very controlled diet, they're very picky eaters in all actuality.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas a goat's known to eat anything. Your cheese can literally taste like anything when you got goat's milk.
That's interesting. Do you ever can you in what ways can you notice the diet of the cow in the cheese?
There's a lot of different things. It all has to do with the flavor notes of the cheese itself. So when a cow is on a grass diet, my cows are on what we call a pro-choice diet. So my cows can go out on the grass whenever they want. But then I also have a nutritionist that balances the diet for them. So we provide what we call a TMR, a mixed ration, that gives them the remainder of the nutrients that we feel they need for either milk quality, for health reasons, whatever it may be. But when they're on the grass, you can notice earthy tones to the flavors of the cheese. When you hit winter and there's no grass anymore, those earthy tones tend to disappear. You get a little bit of a sweeter flavor to it. But there is a distinct difference. You can tell the difference when you compare them side by side.
Really?
Wow.
So if we went to, because you can get Heber Valley cheese at stores.
Yes.
In stores.
Yeah, the stores. We could get them at Smith's and Harmon's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if we went and grabbed some Heber Valley cheese, opened it up, you'd be able to tell if the cow grazed in the winter or the summer?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's really
so
cool.
So do you prefer the summer flavor then?
I actually prefer the winter flavor.
Oh, okay.
A lot of it depends on your palate. Some people like those earthy tones a little bit better. I like the little bit sweeter mix we get when they're off of the grass. That doesn't mean they don't get grass in their diet. It's just grass hay, so it's dried out, but it doesn't give those same earthy notes. And my preference is I like the stuff they do in the winter. So.
All right.
That's
cool.
Interesting. I want to try the pepper jack. I love pepper jack. I think it's like pepper jack is just the best blend of anything. Because you need, with the jalapenos, you need, you know, something that creaminess just kind of cools it off a little bit, but you don't lose that flavor of the jalapeno.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Absolutely. And we're home to a national champion pepper jack through the American Cheese Society. So it's an actual salsa pepper jack.
That makes me proud of my state.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It really does.
We actually have 7 national award-winning cheeses for different categories that we have in our lineup. So
watch out, Wisconsin.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Utah's on the map.
Yeah, for sure. How often do you send your cheeses out for competitions like this?
Every year, there's several different competitions you can go to. The American Cheese Society is the one that we've had the most success with. One of the most notable in the country. There's a couple of regional ones as well that we've submitted to every year. And you know, especially the American Cheese Society, you're going up against 1,600 to 2,000 of the best cheese makers across the country or cheeses across the country.
So when you win, you've proven something.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's awesome. Are you raising your kids up in the dairy farm way?
Absolutely. That's one of the big reasons that drove me back to the dairy farm. Not only did I love it, I realized I wanted my kids to have a lot of the same experiences that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you come on a Saturday, especially my kids will be out there strawing the calf pens, working with the cows or changing sprinklers, whatever it may be, and they're out doing the same chores I did. And you know, it develops a sense of work that you grow to love to work, and you grow to love, you know, the land around you, the animals. It's just a unique experience being involved in agriculture.
Ah, man, that's fantastic. Well, listen, you've got some events coming up. Yes. Including one coming up right away, Baby Animal Festival.
Yep, Baby Animal Days. Yep, Baby it's Animal coming Days. Up on Saturday.
So let's do this. Let's grab a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk Baby Animal Days with Russ from Heber Valley Cheese. Can't wait. Get some of that award-winning pepper jack. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We are chatting cheese. We're talking cheese. Chatting
cheese. That could be a good podcast.
Right? The Chatting Cheese Podcast.
Ever thought about it, Russ?
Maybe we'll have to start it up.
We could help you out. We could help you out, and we'd take payment in Pepper Jack.
There
How
you
about
go.
That, right?
Sounds good.
Russ Kohler with Heber Valley Cheese. You can find out more at hebervalleycheese.com, or just look for Heber Valley Cheese in the cheese section at your store.
Absolutely. Harmon, Smith's, they all carry it.
When I was a kid growing up here, and a lot of people don't realize this, a lot of people don't realize how much Salt Lake has grown up in the last couple of decades. Because when I was a kid, there were like three different kinds of cheese. There was cheddar cheese, and there was Swiss cheese, and then there was the mix, the Colby Jack.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of it. Like, I mean, that was like... That was like the cheese, you know, and the supermarkets didn't offer much more than that, you know, and that's all you pretty much got. Nowadays, you guys have blessed us with all this bounty. It's amazing.
Yeah, totally different cheese scene now. You're seeing a lot of cheeses that are made the old handcrafted method. I mean, that's what the artisan in our name denotes, is you're using the old traditional methods to make the cheese, which promotes a much better quality product. Rather than a commodity product. I mean, when you're producing millions of pounds of cheese, you just can't hold to the quality standards that a small artisan guy can do.
Right. So the farm out in Midway is open to the public.
Yeah, absolutely, especially this Saturday. We've got Baby Animal Days that's going to be coming up on Saturday. You're going to have an opportunity to come out and see a whole bunch of different baby farm animals, anywhere from the baby calves that will eventually grow up to produce milk for our cheese, to chicks, rabbits, horses, you name it, baby farm animals, they'll be there.
It's going to be those are two of my favorite things, is baby animals and cheese.
Well, we'll expect to see you on Saturday.
Right.
I'll be there with my kids, because you'll have a lot of activities too. I mean, not just meeting the animals. But what are some of the activities you'll have?
We've got a whole bunch of different games that you can play, some old kind of farm-inspired games, as well as anything from you can come and learn how to make butter, make your own butter, take a little cup of cream and turn it into your own butter and take it home with you, or anything from gunny sack races to whatever you can think of when you think of those old farm school games. We'll be doing a lot of them and just having some fun.
That's fantastic. You can find out more at HeberValleyCheese.com. What are the hours for the festival? You know them off the top of your head? Or?
The hours, I believe, are from I believe they're from 10 to 2, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So in the afternoon time, so you come down and enjoy the early afternoon with your kids. Grab some ice cream on your way out and some cheese. Gosh. Take it home with you, and it'll be a great experience.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I can't think of like a better event.
Yeah, you just added in another one of my favorites.
Ice cream?
Ice cream. What other events do you guys have coming up this summer?
We're always hosting many different events. One of the cool things or the exciting things that we've got coming our way is we are under construction with a brand new dairy barn that will use robotic milkers. And so we're setting up tour packages so you can actually go in, and the cows will literally go into these robots 24/7 whenever they want. And so they'll be milking 24/7. And that allows us an opportunity to let people come in and watch it and experience it and see what those cows go through.
Oh, cool.
And so that's one of the exciting things that we've got coming up that'll be launching a little bit later in the summer.
So the cows will choose when they want to get milked?
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's amazing.
Traditional system, you know, we go and bring them in twice a day and hook the milkers on, and that's the way it works. But this new system, it's all robotic. The cow walks in and scans a neck tag that basically works like your Fitbit. It's my cows have their own Fitbits, basically, and activates the robot and activates the milking machine. And so she gets to pick when she gets milked. The cow will pick to milk or choose to milk herself 4 to 5 times a day on average, where I can only do it twice. And along with that, we're really excited about the building because it's got state-of-the-art stuff, state-of-the-art cow mattresses for them to lay on, back scratchers that they can brush up against anytime, scrapers that clean the pen once an hour, even a robot that pushes the feet up to keep food on demand 24/7. So
very cool.
I can't stop thinking about the cows that choose when they want to get milked. I got another question about that. So a cow on its own would choose 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Is it because it gets uncomfortable?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It gets a little bit of pressure in there. And so it just relieves a little stress, makes them a little more relaxed.
So this benefits the cows. So the cows are living better.
Absolutely. Our goal is to keep our cows as comfortable, as happy as possible.
Guess what? Know. Happy cows are going to be from Utah now.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
And you, can you see that in the cheese? I almost feel stupid asking you this, but I guess you must, otherwise you wouldn't be doing this. But is there a difference in the quality of the product?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives us tighter tolerances on the cleanliness. It gives us overall a better food safety aspect as well as quality. So quality, I can improve my butterfat, I can improve my protein levels just because the cow is less stressed, she's more comfortable, and she can devote more energy to the quality of the milk she's producing.
Holy cow.
So, okay, change of a subject a little bit. I'm driving through the area and I see the red barn and I'm like, oh, I want to stop. What can I do?
So you can come in. We've got a little storefront right there in the creamery.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit us on a Tuesday or Thursday, right now you can catch us making cheese. We've got a window right into our make room so you can watch the process, whatever it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a shop there that's full of all sorts of local products in addition to our cheeses.
Oh, cool.
And so it's kind of a fun experience just to come and experience that. But in addition to that, a couple other events that we've got running. If you hit us on a Tuesday afternoon, you can schedule a tour and get a personalized tour with the cheesemaker through the creamery.
Nice.
One of our other fun events we just hosted last Friday was our cheese tasting events that we host the second and the fourth Friday of every month.
Oh, okay.
In the evening. You can come and get a more in-depth tour, and you also get an opportunity to taste and grade about 30 different cheeses for us, as well as several different pairings. It's a fun event as well. So we've always got things going on here or there and always an opportunity. But stop in. We'd love to see everybody.
Great. And all that info is on the website?
Yes. HeberValleyCheese.com.
HeberValleyCheese.com.
All right. Okay. Anything else? I think we covered a lot.
I can't imagine what there is left except to go see it. You know, at this point,
gotta go.
That's all there is now. You just got to go see it.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody.
This weekend's going to be great.
All right.
We're excited to have you.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Get out there and taste some Heber Valley cheese and enjoy your Utah.